For today, I want to talk about a player who was labeled as the next Zinedine Zidane and was given every opportunity to live up to that tag, but fell short largely due to bad luck. Let's talk about Yohan Gourcuff. You're listening to Almost Legend, brought to you by Jamit FM. We're looking at football or soccer players who possessed legendary talents but went on to have careers that were anything but. Think of any player who could have been one of the greats. Bad luck, lifestyle, bad decision making. My name is Uwana, your host, and I'm here to tell you a story. Are you ready? ...2006 was a weird year for France. Zidane had retired from playing professional football. For the first time, France had no great hope, no poster boy, no superstar playmaker to look up to. It was weird because this rarely happens with France. The search was on, and by 2008, the world thought that an answer had been found in Yohan Gourcuff.
Attenzione perché Gourcuff tocca subito per Kakà, c'è campo per noi. 3 contro 3, Kakà, Gilardino, Seedorf. Seedorf viene servito, vediamo, sentiamo in area. Si sovrappone ancora Yohan Gourcuff. Seedorf ancora in tempo a servirlo, lo serve, Yohan solo al portiere, gol! Gol di Yohan Gourcuff, 4-0 per noi, Yohan! Yohan, entra nel campionato, fa gol Yohan!
The only problem was that he wasn't the answer for long enough. His story starts in Rennes. Born to renowned French manager Christian Gourcuff, who coached several teams in France as well as the Algerian national team, Yohan joined Rennes at the time that his father was the manager of the club. By the time he broke through to the first team in 2004, his dad was no longer in the dugout. Nevertheless, he established himself very quickly in the side. His talent was very obvious from the start as he became recognized as a midfielder who could create and score goals in equal measure. By 2006, he wasn't just the hottest property in France, but the hottest property in Europe as well. 6 goals, 9 assists, and many skillful moments made sure of that. Before long, the big clubs came calling. And so in 2006, there were few clubs bigger than his next destination, AC Milan. Now you have to understand, this was peak AC Milan. The one that had World Cup winners like Gattuso, Andre Pirlo, Felipe Inzaghi. It also had Clarence Seedorf and Ricardo Kaká, who would be named as the world's best player just a year later. This was the AC Milan that Yohan Gourcuff joined in 2006. We've seen this happen over the years. French starlets moving to Italy and becoming superstars. Of course, the big examples that you know of could include Platini, and the man that Gourcuff was tipped to succeed in the French national team, Zidane. Gourcuff was in great company and seemed set for the next step in his career. Unfortunately, he didn't take it. Manager Carlo Ancelotti didn't fancy him for much of his time at the club. Club legend Paolo Maldini criticized his work ethic and reluctance to adapt to the Italian culture. And, of course, there was the recurring theme of Gourcuff's career, which is injuries. So for 2 years, he labored to find relevance in Italy, and when that was not looking likely, he decided to return to France with Bordeaux. In 2008, Bordeaux were managed by French World Cup winner Laurent Blanc. Now, Blanc has the distinguished honor of playing with Zidane and coaching Gourcuff, so he knows what a special talent looks like. Under him, Gourcuff found his spark and repaid the coach's faith immensely, recording double digits in terms of goals and assists, winning the various Player of the Year awards, and breaking Lyon's hold on the Ligue 1 by helping Bordeaux to capture the league title in 2009. A phenomenal season by most standards, but that was as good as it got for Bordeaux and for Gourcuff. By the second season, the team failed to repeat his title-winning heroics, largely due to playing in the UEFA Champions League the next season and Gourcuff's irregular availability due to injuries. As a result, the team failed to qualify for any European competition and star players started to leave, including Gourcuff. His new home was not far, still in Ligue 1. In fact, it was the team that he helped Bordeaux to dethrone Olympique Lyon.
Mbila, he's got Payet outside him. Dimitri Payet now, here come France. One last hurrah, Payet. Still going, the cutback! And Gourcuff has made the game safe. Fabulous play from Dimitri Payet, who just toyed with Razvan Rats. Teed it up. And Johan Gourcuff, whose only other goal came against Romania, has scored his second international.
In 2010, he signed a five-year deal with former French league champions Lyon as he looked to cement his place as a big player in France. Unfortunately, this move turned out to be a nightmare. Injuries and a loss of form saw him spend a lot of time away from the pitch. He was hardly fit, and when he was fit, he wasn't doing much to help the team. Far from the player that was so dominant at Bordeaux, it is fair to say that Gourcuff's time at Lyon was a waste. And so after 5 years at the club, he was off to the club where it all began. Rennes. His second spell at Rennes was very anonymous. Well, he played more games than usual and stayed healthy for the most part of his time there, but he was no longer that boy who broke through to the first team 11 years ago. In 2008, he moved on from that club to join another French league's club, Dijon, where he spent just one season before being released on account of yet another injury.
Attention, ce ballon cafouillé aux abords de la surface de réparation. Ça va être récupéré par Gourcuff dans la surface.
C'est bien joué. Ce que fait Gourcuff.
C'est bien joué.
Quel geste technique, c'est l'homme de ce mois et demi. Johan Gourcuff qui permet à Bordeaux de mener 1-0. Mais quelle merveille de tiroir et la frappe derrière est non moins merveilleuse. Ça fait 1-0 en faveur de Bordeaux, l'enfant chéri.
On the international stage, Gourcuff had a fruitful youth career before receiving his first senior cap in 2008. Gourcuff was part of the French squad that competed at the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. France, as we all know, in that time had a disastrous tournament. Their stay in South Africa was marred by infights, players' revolts, all in addition to a very poor showing on the pitch. There were rumors that Gourcuff was not getting along with the other members of the team over the years. Perhaps Zidane Tag had a role to play in that. For someone who was seen as Zidane's heir, 31 international caps does not even come close. His last cap came in 2014. Zé Johan Gourcuff now plays tennis. Yes, he now plays tennis, like professionally. Football is said to be out of his system and he looks like he would rather be anywhere else than out on a football pitch. It wasn't supposed to be this way. The role of the next great French playmaker was his for the taking. Unfortunately, the last great French playmaker was Zidane, and maybe the expectation that Gourcuff would fill his boots proved too much. He could have done it. His talent should have been enough. In the end, Johan Gourcuff is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamit FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comment section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aikorizu and Owana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aikorizu. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.